This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room. Texting, you tweeting, being part of the conversation, you know, being part of the solution. You hear me say this all the time. There is a lot going on out there. There's a lot to try to keep up with. Hey, if you head over to the website, realside.com, not only can you watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There are things happening there, things that I want you involved with. But seriously, I mean, you can help out in so many ways. You know, read the articles. You know, sign up for the weekly newsletter or whatever you want to call it. Whatever makes you happy. And there's a button to donate there. You can comment on the articles. It's just really, truly you being involved in helping with traffic. And a lot of, you know, you saw it. Guys, I've been telling you for a long time. That now you've seen Facebook has come out. Twitter, we already know what Twitter's doing. But now you've seen Facebook come on, basically say, look, first of all, they're going to drop or pull any, you know, ads or posts or anything that you have up that they deem to be untrue. That might cause somebody to do something that, you know, they feel would be detrimental or harmful to their health. Right, so now they're going to tell you what you can see and what you can't see. Now, not that they haven't been doing that for a long time. But when are we going to say, well, you should start our own Facebook walk away movement? What do you think? Not that they'll even care. But seriously, folks, think about it. You're going to keep joining up, posting stuff? Some of you go to, I love this, some of you go to new platforms to get away from Facebook, to get away from Twitter. And what do I see you do? You post stuff with a link back to Twitter or Facebook. I won't call you any names. I'll let you do that to yourself. But I want you to think about how much sense does that make? I have to sit there and ask. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you spent. All right, let's get into some of the really whacked and stupid, crazy stories of the day. This frosted my buns big time. In Justin Trudeau's backyard, even. And it's too long, and it was too hard to cut pieces off. And I'm just going to tell you about it. So, to prove to you that Black Lives Matter doesn't really care about lives at all. They care about money, and that's about it. There was a protest going on in Canada, and it was about human trafficking. It was aimed at kids. It was aimed to support, or, you know, obviously anti-trafficking of children. But I don't know what they had. A couple hundred people in the streets. They want to expose the trafficking for what it is and how it was happening. And somehow, counter-protesters showed up to say, no, 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 we won't have any of this. So do the lives of children being human trafficked matter? But really, this has been going on for a while. I really believe that this is one of the reasons that President Trump is under attack. Because we know this has happened. This has been happening and getting worse as the years have gone on. And since I've been paying attention, and with a little bit of the research that I've done, Clinton virtually did nothing for it, or to stop it. Reagan, for all you Reaganites, sorry, same thing there. When I say virtually nothing, they may have passed a bill making it worse if you get caught, but if you don't give the police the money and the resources to catch these people, what good is it? Does the lives of children be human trafficked matter? You asked this question. Recently, a reporter covered the March Against Trafficking protest. She was astonished that at least five separate people publicly condemned the protest coming up to her. Last Sunday, around 50 protesters gathered in Vancouver, British Columbia. They marched through the area before listening to speakers. And it was organized by an activist by the name of Tara Reeve. She said the group's just started meeting monthly to talk about this and really put the information on the table. This should not be an issue, right? I mean, this should be something anybody who cares about humanity, human life in any way, shape, manner, or form, should be willing to come forward with, right? Now, the five people who came forward, you can't say that they were Antifa people specifically, but the tactics and the way they did it was very Antifa-like. You know, these people, it's shouting, it's noise, it's who can be the loudest, right? According to the International Labor Organization, they estimate that over 40 million people are trafficked to slavery every year. Right? 40 million. Not the ones that are hunted down somewhere else and brought here. Right? These are people that are whisked off the street. That kind of thing. One in four are children. Little kids. And they're mostly used for sex slavery. Let that sink in for a minute. Let that sink into the... Are we paying attention? Do we really care about the kids? You know, the cute little commercials, or those little hearts, you know, where they're pulling at your heartstrings. Right? I mean, seriously, do we care about the kids? Be back in a couple of minutes. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. If you head up to the website, realside.com, do me a favor. Hit the donate button. No, just check out the stories. I'm really, really, really interested in what you have to say about the stories. And not only that, there's a lot of good stuff going on there. You know, download the app. We have an Android and an iPhone app. So, you can get the show anywhere. You can send me a message. There's so much you can do with the app. I think you'll very much enjoy it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You heard me talking earlier about the need for President Trump to maintain. And I don't mean just maintain, you know, the presidency. He's got to maintain the Senate. He's got to maintain, well, he's got to get the House. I mean, I'm not joking with you. This is going to be four more years of this garbage. Is this really what you want? Is this really how you want it to go down? Because you can't have, you think there's turmoil on the streets. Can you imagine what D.C. must be like? Again, 855, real Joe, 855-732-5563. So you can only, again, as I said earlier, you can only imagine what he's got to put up with and how deep it is. And how deep it keeps getting. I am laughing. You know, some of the stories you guys send me during the break, I can't do. Not only can I not do them that fast, but some of them are pretty disgusting. I don't know, you guys hear about the vet? I'm trying to get a hold of him. Love to get him on the show. Not that I think I, you know, maybe I can, maybe I can't. But his name is Bobby Henlon. He says he's been used as a propaganda, you know, as a prop in the anti-Trump propaganda, you know, push, if you would. Right? He doesn't believe the Atlanta story. You know, it's really funny how the Dems are. Think about this. People over there said that President Trump never said those things about the vets. People around him who don't much care for President Trump said he didn't say those things about the vets. What he's done for the vets, what he's done in the VA, no president before him has done. And Obama, as far as I'm concerned, whether you want to hear it or not, could care less about our military. I did a story on the web. I'm going to have to go get it and bring it forward. But I did a story. Every time a Democrat president gets in, one of the first things they do, I don't mean in the first top 10, I mean in the first two or three things that they do, is they slash the military budget. That's how much they love and care about the military. It's crazy. Right? And everything that he does is outward actions of what President Trump does for our veterans and our military people. Had to rebuild Obama decimated the military. How about that? Let me just start off with that. Obama decimated the military. You know who else did the same thing? Clinton. He decimated the military too. Slashed the budget, closed base, did all kinds of crazy stuff. Why would they do that? What would be the reasoning behind it? Is it because they hate the military or something? Maybe that's it. I don't know. They've never returned my phone calls. But maybe, is it because they hate the military or something? I have no idea. I mean, do they have, what are their other social justice programs they want to put their money to? Well, we knew that was true with Obama. He would have got rid of them altogether if he could have pulled it off. But thank God, this wounded veteran has decided to come forward. Now he's speaking out. He doesn't want his image being used, although that doesn't seem to face Facebook and or Twitter. They're not taking it down. He also says that he believes that all these things that are going on with President Trump, as far as the military goes, are all made up by the Democrats. He said, I'm so irritated to put my image up there because now it looks like the president called me a loser. Bobby Henlon, a four-tour Iraqi war veteran, you know, I want you to know something. This guy has got some, what do I call them, deformities. After being blown up, he's been through a lot, but he's out there forging forward. He's out there doing, you know, encouraging veterans, and now he's got to go through this crap because the Dems don't care. They'll use anybody, they'll use anything, they'll take anybody down just to get what they want because they've got to have the power. That's what scares them so much about Trump. He is not swayed by their money or you know, the kind of prestige they might be able to give him or talk to him about overseas. Now, when the Atlanta published a story last week, which is always great too, by the way, you ever notice that when CNN or any of these other groups publish these stories, they're anonymous sources who met in an undisclosed location, to get papers that they were only allowed to look at but couldn't hold on to. Now, there's something you should be able to take to court and get a guilty plea on, a guilty verdict on, right? It's just amazing. And they're going to throw, you all know they're going to throw everything that they can. Everything that they can at him. Helen is a lone survivor of the five soldiers in an IED blast in Iraq. He now dedicates his time to spreading laughs through comedy and positivity by speaking about veterans' issues. He's a highly recognized figure. It was brought to his attention that his image was being used in an anti-Trump meme. He went crazy. He took to Instagram to criticize those using him in order to spread their own propaganda. He said he never commented on the Atlanta story of Trump's supposed remarks. Hedlund was outraged that he was being used as a prop. Even, you know, again, they didn't get permission. Right? Go on what you have the facts for, he said. If you don't have power to win on your own merits, boy, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? You have to tear down your opponent? That's a problem. That's the other thing, too. Joe Biden has come. If you guys figure this out, I know some of you don't listen to him. I do from time to time. I have to. You know, I do this little radio show thing. But there's nothing new there. Absolutely nothing new. He wants to go back to the Obama days. And really, seriously, if you listen to his old clips, you remember when he made that comment about, you know, they want to put you all back in chains? Well, listen to Joe's clips before that comment. He's the one that wanted to put you back in chains, basically. And God bless the eyes of some of these communities that have been just Democrat blinded are starting to open. Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
14 firefighters and bulldozer operators were injured battling a fire in the Los Padres National Forest in Central California. Excessive high winds near hurricane strength are fanning the flames in hundreds of fires across the Pacific Northwest. The Bobcat Fire, just north of L.A., has millions of people under red flag warnings. David Dentek is with the L.A. County Fire Department.
The wind's pushing from the northeast, so we don't want that fire to go any further south. That's why a warning was made for everybody in those areas to be prepared, have a plan ready to go.
Here in Oregon, Interstate 5 has been closed down near the border of California. The Alameda fire has caused mass evacuations in the cities of Ashland and Phoenix. The town of Blue River, just east of Eugene, Oregon, has had catastrophic damage. Hundreds of homes have been burned. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. Yeah, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate just the time you spend with me, sending me emails, right? And I really do appreciate the time. Yeah, whether I agree with you or not, some of you have been a recipient of my nasty email response. It's only because you start with it. You know, I mean, when you start giving me the nasty responses, I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that he's spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. You know, I love these people. Academy Awards, I never do these stories, you know that, right? But this one was too good to give up. So the Academy Awards have come out with new guidelines by which you can submit a movie to win an award. And what I find interesting in this, isn't this the group of free thinkers and total inclusion and all this other stuff for years? I mean, seriously. And then you have to have the committee come up with guidelines by which you're allowed to submit movies for eligibility for an Oscar. And they have to do with on-screen representation, themes, and narratives. Ready for this? Now, let's not just do a good story. For a story to be good to be considered, it has to have... you have to hire at least one of the lead actors or significant supporting actors that belongs to a marginalized population. Asian, Hispanic, Latino, Black, African American, Indigenous, Native American, Alaskan Native, Middle Eastern, North African, Native Hawaiian, or other Pacific Islander. Or any other underrepresented race or ethnicity. So what makes a good movie, apparently, is diversity. This ought to be good. Do you think if you made a movie about Vikings, you could have all these mixed in there? I'm asking. I'm not smart enough to know on my own. Now, 30% or fewer secondary and more minor roles must be accompanied by women, people of the LGBTQ community, or of a racial or ethnic group, as well as those with cognitive or physical disabilities, right? Including those who are deaf or hard of hearing. I mean, seriously. When you look at everything now is going to have to be tied to a group. This is, again, where they're taking your choice away. I mean, look at, listen to this. If I'm offended that there's not enough diversity in a movie, guess what? I don't have to go. If I'm offended because there's not enough, you know, maybe I'm hard of hearing or I'm deaf, and there's not enough deaf people or there's no signing, I don't have to go. I mean, they're telling you, they are dictating what you're going to see or not see a movie. Has anybody noticed, now I'm going to get called racist big time for this, but, you know, have anybody noticed that almost overnight, the majority of all the new commercials are either total African-American couples, mixed, and when I say mixed, I'm talking about black and white couples, or mixed racial couples that are like Asian and black. Like all of a sudden, here's the funny thing about this. All of a sudden, these companies went, oh, that's right, too. We haven't been doing enough of that. Well, I'm bad. Right? I mean, seriously, like they want to come to the table and be the good, nice person now. No, they don't. They're just appeasing you. And if you accept that and you think it's okay, it just shows you how shallow you are. If they, you know, I joke about this, but it's so true, right? It's like your loved one. Your wife says to you, you never bring me flowers. What's wrong with you? Don't you love me anymore? You don't bring me... Now, I don't go through this, but... You don't bring me flowers. And all of a sudden, you show up with flowers the next day. How much do you think she's going to appreciate those? Right? Same thing here. It's no different. The project team has to also have diversity. Think about what they're doing. It's like in California now. You have to have a diverse board in these larger corporations, or else. Now, I don't know what the or else means. I don't think it shut you down, take you over. But this is a communist state. We know this. At least two leadership positions as department heads must be filled by those belonging to underrepresented groups. Hey, I am of Italian descent. I am blind in one eye. I'm vertically challenged. Well, I'm actually both challenged. I think I've gained back all my weight from what I lost. So I'm underrepresented. Right? But this goes to the casting director, cinematographer, composers, costume designers, directors, editors, hairstylists. Think about this. The whole crew. So we're not gonna hire somebody for their ability. We're gonna hire somebody based on them being part of an underrepresented group. I want to know when I get on the plane if the pilot was hired because he was part of an unrepresented group or because he was number one in his class. That's what I want to know. And I don't care if you're black, white, green, purple, Asian, whatever you. I don't. Can you fly the plane? And how much experience have you got? Right? Really that simple. Additionally, the film's producer, production and distribution, and or finance company must offer training and or work opportunities for below-the-line skill development to people. Everybody, come on. Let's all say it together. To people of underrepresented groups. My God. Perhaps the most straightforward but demanding of these standards is audience development. It requires a studio or company to have multiple in-house senior executives from... Come on, everybody, together. Come on, everybody together. Unrepresented groups. Does anybody else see this for what it is? They don't care about you. Come on, think about it. A 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being, really, being part of the conversation. Anybody know what decolonize means? Anyway, I mean, send me it. Because I've read about these things a half a dozen times. And most of the time, they don't seem to match up with what they're telling us we have to do. Following outrage over multiple instances of alleged police brutality over the summer, well, thank God they used alleged, U.S. colleges began the process of decolonizing their curriculums. Schools such as the American University have announced plans to review and decolonize their curriculums with the goal of increasing diversity in their English department. Rutgers University is doing this by mandating that instructors take an anti-racist class. Look, this is just nuts. Do you really need to take classes on sexual harassment? You mean to tell me you don't know when you're doing it? Are people really that dull that they don't know? Right? The same thing here. You really think that a racist doesn't know he's racist? Seriously. Right? And in today's day and age, when you look at what's being put out there, people are being the way they want to, being the way they are because it's the way they want to be. You want to punish them? You want to hurt them? Fire them from the job? Don't hang out with them. Don't allow them to be part of. You know, push them away. You can't legislate kindness. You can't legislate common sense. It doesn't work. It never will. Again, in a conversation I was having with a colleague, they rarely believed that we can come up with curriculum and things in school to do away with people feeling like they've been offended. Let that sink in during the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room. Just texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. You know, and you do have to be part of the conversation. The only way we're really going to get anything done. The, you know, I knew that eventually these police chiefs, cops, you've got record numbers of police officers retiring. And you know the left isn't going to replace them. Cities run by the left are not going to replace them. You know, I've said this for a long time, and please, with all due respect, I have to say to you, you guys in these cities that are being pummeled, you deserve this. And I'll tell you why. All right? You're not going to like that comment. But whatever it is, I don't care what it is, whether it's the violence or the dirty back alleys or the buildings falling apart, you vote these people in. You see what they do time after time after time. You're so ideological to your party that you're really not looking at what's being... Look at what they're doing to that poor woman. Was it Klasik there in Baltimore? Because she called out the Dems, this young black woman, She called out the Dems for 53 years of failure in that city. 53 years of failure. Some of you remember when they had the riots in Baltimore, where the police chief, the mayor, told them the police to stand down. Let them burn off some steam. She has no experience in crowd control. She has no experience in how to take care of thugs, but the mayor decided she knew better. And she allowed them to burn down CVS and the rest of the places, and then call those companies racist for not wanting to come back and put those stores back in. Are you serious? They're not racist. You're a lunatic. And then you got police chiefs, female, black police chiefs resigning, male, black police chiefs resigning. So much for wanting more diversity, huh? No, what you want is people who think exactly like you do. Dallas police chief resigns after criticism of the department's actions against peaceful protesters. Yeah, well, anyway. Dallas Police Chief Renee Hall announced her resignation Tuesday. The latest of a bunch of police chiefs that have been stepping down. Hall didn't cite a reason for leaving her resignation letter. Calls and messages to the police department weren't returned for, information. The announcement came shortly after inconsistencies were found in the department's after-action report detailing the first few nights of the protest. After the George Floyd who started all this. The protest started because of him. In her letter, she's almost 50 years old, she wrote that since taking office in 2017, the city's dealt with an unthinkable series of events. She added that she was proud of implementing reforms in the 3,000-officer department. I'm proud the department has not only coped with an unthinkable series of events, we've also managed to implement critical reforms that were needed. She hinted that she would continue her career in law enforcement. Hall will stay on as chief through November 10th. Now, she said, we can't exclusively rely on law enforcement to reduce crime. We absolutely need new policing strategies. Fresh eyes that can help us reverse the unfortunate, unacceptable increases in violent crime. No, lady, more cops will decrease it. Right? You take away every tool there is in the police department. Look what happened in New York. Look what's happening in Chicago. Hall became Dallas's top cop after spending 18 years with the Detroit Police Department. That's kind of weird. Well, maybe they're a lot more alike than I thought. During her time as chief, a Dallas police officer was convicted of murder for the shooting of her neighbor. A report issued by the department last year found it struggling with operational plans, communications, and maintaining a centralized command structure. Hundreds were arrested, including those who marched on the city bridge, only to see charges against them drop. You got to be, as a police chief, well, as a cop, you really got it tough when you're sitting there, you're trying to keep the law, you're trying to make things happen. And why bother if the DA is not going to charge anybody with anything? Right? Why bother if the court system isn't going to take these people in? Hall also faced backlash for demoting well-liked and skilled commanders. Now, look, I don't know about all this other stuff. It usually happens. Right? First of all, a lot of times when a new chief comes in, they'll put new people in place, because those people had, loyalty to the old chief. Good, bad, or indifferent. It's just the way it is. But when you put people in to share your ideology, I don't know what hers was. But my understanding that, Dallas was getting worse crime-wise. Is it because of the police chief? Is it because of the city council, the mayor, who tells you to stand down? Why is it happening? Look, the only way you fix crime, as was found out in New York City after the 70s, is you go after it big time. You don't wait for it to blow up in your face. You actually, right? You get offensive, not defensive. Not where you want to be. You don't want to be in a back end. You don't want to be cleaning up or trying to figure out who murdered who. You want to stop it before it happens. Always been amazed by that. Yeah. I know. I can already figure what you're saying, right? You're innocent until proven guilty. I get that. Anyway, listen. Here's another great example of bowing down to BLM. Simple. New Jersey is now removing American flags from overpasses in advance of 9/11. Now, I can see the flags they're pulling down. And the reason they're pulling them down is, well, the official reason being given is because they can't guarantee the flags will be maintained properly. However, they've been up for years. They went up shortly after the 9/11. They have been replaced by volunteers, groups of veterans, police departments, and so on. They volunteer to do it. They've been doing it on a regular basis. So why all of a sudden does the state decide they can't guarantee that they'll be maintained? Right? They took a, now, they had a whole bunch of new flags they just put up. I'm looking at the flags they're taking down. Those flags were in great shape. They were brand new. So why do you think they're taking them down? Really, I mean, I can't think of any other reason other than to appease the left. I'm a New Jersey heavy Democrat. The union represented police officers in Robbinsville was especially upset. They just purchased all these flags. They've been confiscated by the New Jersey Turnpike Association. Right? They can't understand why I suddenly decide to abandon a tradition of patriotism and respect for our veterans. It's not known what happened to the brand new flags. We'd like to get those back. Right? New Jersey Turnpike Association, out of nowhere, decided, hey, we're going to remove all the flags because, you know what? We don't know they're going to be properly maintained. So for almost 20 years, even though they didn't know how they were going to be maintained, they allowed them to stay up. All of a sudden, somebody went, hey, we can't do that. No, that's not it. You all know it's not it. I have no proof. I have no memo to speak of. But I can tell you this. That was a political move. They don't want the aggravation. Come on, think about it. Hey, you can always send me an email, joe@therealside.com. If you think I'm wrong and that far off, please, feel free. Chicago crime up 80%. I'm sorry, the shootings are up 80% from last year at the same time. You have to sit there if you have a mayor. This is why I said to you earlier, I have a hard time feeling bad for them. You know what I mean? I really do. I have a hard time feeling bad for them. They vote these people in on a regular basis. How do you do that? How do you feel bad for somebody who you look at them and say, hey, this will kill you if you put your, if you grab these two high voltage wires in your bare feet, it will kill you. And they walk over and defiantly grab the two wires. You feel bad for them? Did they do it to themselves? And again, look, I know I'm getting a little ridiculous with that, but you know what I'm saying? Baltimore, Chicago, Seattle, Portland, Miami, D.C. We can go on and on and on. You keep voting these people back in. And then the beauty is, they blame Donald Trump for the problems, and your people haven't done anything to help you. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side of GCN Live. God bless. Thanks for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. You got anything to say? Send it to joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.